Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, our sister station, Kiss Country, is bringing back Stars and Strings featuring Hardy, Dierks Bentley, Dasha, Nate Smith, Zach Top, Hudson Westbrook, and more. That's at Hard Rock Live, Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, November 6th. And we've been giving you a chance to win tickets. The code word today, final code word for the week, is country. Text the word country to 20357. That's 20357. If you want to buy tickets, you can go to starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. For more info, go to WQAM.com. It is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. If you want to win those Stars and Strings tickets, text the word country to 20357. Can I share, Solana, your text exchange with your fiance during the commercial break?
Sure.
All right. And I'm not certain how I feel about people who do that text, the leading text, which is what you did to your fiance, but the payoff is there.
Well, don't share it if you're going to hate on it. Like either you
I'm not going to hate on it. I think it's funny as hell, but okay. I do have this one little disconnect with doing what you did via text, especially now. I'm guessing there's a couple of pet peeves I have. I cannot stand the person who posts a picture with a hospital bracelet. We've talked about this.
Agreed.
And just says, could use your great thoughts right now. Say a prayer for me. And then you find out that, you know, they had a reaction to the flu vaccine and, you know, they got woozy. Like, I mean, just if you're going to post your wrist with the name thing and you're in a hospital bed, say what you're there for and say what you want prayers for. Don't play the game of, oh my, because you know what? The people who are really sick don't do that.
Correct.
Nope.
It's someone who is, you know, I mean, they're for
attention.
Attention seekers. 100%.
But it's like always, it's like some sort of outpatient, you know, it's a colonoscopy or something. And it's, you know, and it's like
eye infection. They have an eye infection. Right. Get out of here.
What happens is they have time to post the hospital band. No context. They have time to do that. But when people start commenting, what's wrong?
All of a sudden they're gone.
All of a sudden they're too busy, Hawk, to respond.
Radio silent.
Right.
They go. I love that. They go zero dark 30. Mm-hmm. People are like, oh my God, what's wrong? Can I help? Now they can't respond. They can't respond. You know, they took 18 pictures to get the wristband with the air pump behind it. Like they've got their arm up here. Like either, like if you're sick and you want people to know, which by the way, I'm down with that as well. I think that if you share things with your friends and family it's almost like when you do have something wrong, like share it with them because people want to know, not because they have, you know, prurient interest. It's because they're concerned about you. And like, if you have something going on in your life, it's fair to let people know so that maybe they won't expect out of you what they might expect out of you when things are going well. But if you're going to do this game of like, oh, could really use your prayers right now. And then you go, oh, man, what was it? I had terrible strep throat. And they wanted to put me in the hospital for observation. And it's like, well, why wouldn't you just write, hey, I have terrible strep throat. Mm-hmm. Got to be in the hospital for at least a night. Like, that's fine. If you want to share that, like, that's fine. But don't do the obsequious, if that's the right word.
It's not.
But do you, but if you have strep throat or a stomach ache, you need to tell everybody?
Listen, what you want to share is up to you. I'm just saying, like, I'm not making a judgment. If you want to share that you're in the hospital for a night, for whatever the reason, that's fine. That's what social media is for. If you don't want to follow me on Facebook and I did, like, that's fine. Don't follow. But don't do the picture of the air ventilator and go, man, didn't expect to spend the night here. And that's it. And then it's like, oh, what's wrong? Why are you there? No, I can't answer.
Yeah, I please respect my privacy at this time. Your privacy? You told us you were there. We would have never known. It would have been private. You told us you were there.
Obsequious is obedient or attentive to an excessive or servile degree. And I actually forgot how I used it, so I still don't know if I used it correctly or
no
not.
No idea.
When I walk around Disney, my feet get sore. I'm going to text y'all next time.
Well, like, again, if you put on social media a picture of, I don't know, your feet being tended to by a paramedic and you just say, pray for me. Like, what are you doing? Just say, hey, overwalked at Universal. Can't believe a paramedic has to look at my foot.
Yes, I don't know. I believe in HIPAA. I'm a HIPAA guy. You got to keep it to
yourself. Solana had a text exchange. And again, I don't love the first salvo of the text exchange with his fiance, but I do love the payoff. So he texts her during the commercial break. Babe, I'm so sorry. I have some really terrible news. Well, I'm not totally down with texting someone that, even when you're going to pull the rug out from under them like you did with Valentina here.
I don't understand what you're taking issue with. I had terrible news.
Fair, but it's a little leading. She texts back, what? Don't scare me. And he texts back, legit makes me sick to have to tell you. And so she says, what? With a bunch of question marks. And then he texts her a link to Adios Skillet Queso. Chili's announces major change in its chip and dip offering. Which is great. So I'm okay with that text exchange because it seems like you did it quickly. You didn't let her linger for an hour about what just happened. So,
throughout the entire headlines portion of last segment, actually, I did let it linger a little too much.
And then she says, Jesus Christ, I'm literally going to kill you.
She knows what she got herself into.
But it is a big deal. That queso was good at Chili's.
I don't understand. How could they possibly? That was the best appetizer at Chili's, no? Other than the triple dipper.
It doesn't make a lot of triple sense, dipper. Right?
It was the best option at Chili's.
Triple dipper. I think we've got to put the respect on the triple dipper. I'm sorry to barge in like this unceremoniously or whatever word you use, but triple dipper.
Obsequiously?
Obsequiously, yeah.
It does seem odd, though, because I've always had an issue with that queso dip, and I think I've said it on the show before, believe it or not. The plate they use, the little platter there, is so thin that they can't use, I mean, if that's a slice of American cheese, it's one slice. You know, you think it's like this big thing of queso, but it's 1 millimeter thick on that, like that. It's almost like the sizzling fajita platter.
Oh, it is. You know? It's smaller.
It is.
It's
yeah.
smaller. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, right? It's a crazy amount of cheese on the negative side. Why yeah. would you get rid of that? That's got to be a big moneymaker for them. I don't understand.
And you can't really dip. You have to scoop because there's no
it's
dip.
It's a scoop. Right? Correct.
It's no dip.
Dip connotes dipping, but there, yeah. yeah, there's no depth to it. Yeah, I mean, you dip, you're going to crack the chip right in half. So I'm guessing that was her favorite.
Yeah, that was her favorite appetizer. We moved to our new home because we were walking distance to a Chili's, specifically because how much she loved the skillet queso.
I love that, by the way. I moved to my home because I could get an avocado toast in the lobby.
Those are good real estate investments, fellas. I'm no guru, but
you tell me one home in the history of our planet that has lost value next to a Chili's. I'm not
thousand.
Kidding.
None.
Thousand.
You can't. No, never. Millions. Not one. You can't. Nope, there's not one.
If they're opening up a Chili's, the real estate around that area is booming. That like that's not even a question. You find a
For
Chili's
sure.
that's not full on a Friday night. You find one, Crowder. Find
Actually,
one.
The one in Boca closed a couple yeah. of years ago. I haven't been to Chili's in a very long time because it went out of business. Huh. How many Chili's go out of business?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
None.
Like one?
No.
And it was always crowded. It was always crowded.
Bro, the Chili's on Kendall Drive. I used to live right next to it. On Kendall Drive and like 107 or 117. Friday night, it slammed. And then the one I moved to is crazier. Every single night on right next to the zoo on 152nd.
I mean, you know what you're going to get.
What was down the street from the old station? Was that a Chili's?
Yes.
Hmm. That one was rough.
Where?
Yeah, on a, like 190th or 191st and 441.
Oh, yeah, on the right corner. There. On the corner, right?
Yeah.
I think there's a video. So random. I think there's a video on YouTube. Hawk while on the Levitard show with Roy and Mike, and you just filming them on a camcorder at Chili's.
Yep. I used to go to that Chili's. All I mean, anyone who worked at that station, we used to go. That was the only restaurant. There was that sub shop on the corner. On the northwest corner of that intersection, and there was Chili's. There was a Starbucks too that opened in that Chili's plaza. It lasted 2 months. It got robbed so many times in 2 months. Starbucks shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who were robbing it, I believe, were all also working at Chili's because you could not get service there.
There was a pizza place, but they had one worker,
Tony's.
And I watched somebody, I don't want to say the name, because I watched somebody ring up an order and go right back to making dough and then ring up another order and go right back to making dough. I said, oh, I'm not going to eat here anymore.
That was Tony.
Tony multitasked with no sync. I wanted a little sync between the two actions.
Let's do headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour, brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
You guys see this story? I saw Bleacher Report posted it. Tobin had sent it to me, and this is us preparing for Game Day Uncensored, by the way. But that a popular Carolina Panthers podcast that began in 2019 has shut down indefinitely due to the team's poor performance. It's titled Meow Mix, which happens to be a phenomenal name for a podcast. They write, the podcast announced they can no longer justify the time spent away from their wives and children on Sundays.
Yeah, I can't justify the 4 hours a day I spend on this show. I mean, look at the conversation we just had. My son's convalescing in the other room. He just had another procedure done. How can I? How can I justify being away from him at this moment for that particular conversation?
I enjoyed it.
That is such a great point. Like, Hawk's son is literally in pain in the room next door. He's like, I got to go to work, son. Be back. In the meantime,
I know he can hear me. I'm like, the queso dip, the plate, it's a little thin. And then I go in there and I go, you're getting your homework done too? Even though you're missing school, you're getting your homework done? All right. I got to go back in there. I got some
serious issues to get through.
Men used to grab their hard hat and their lunch pail, and now we're just listing.
You put on like denim shirt. he had scar tissue removed today, Crowder. You ever had that?
Yeah, it's good to do it now. Yeah,
that's what the doctor said. So his ACL, he had his ACL surgery like maybe 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, mm-hmm. But he still wasn't able to bend the knee enough. Yep. And he's been up in Tampa, and he had a virtual doctor's appointment with his surgeon down here. This was a couple days ago, and he showed him how far he can bend it. And he's like, you know what? You got to get back here and let me break up this scar tissue, because he's like, if you let me do it now, they put him under. They did it on propofol. They did it as a procedure, but they didn't have any incision. He's like, I'm gonna put you out, and I am just gonna crack all that stuff manually.
That's what I was going to say.
He's like, but if you don't do it now, he's like, I'm going to have to put a camera in there. You know, if you wait till Christmas break, he was asking. He's like, if you wait till Christmas break, I'm going to have to put a camera in there and it's going to be worse.
Well, you tell DJ to take his allowance and send that doctor some edible arrangements, because my doctors, they didn't do the propofol.
He told me.
They just grab your damn ankle. They grab your damn ankle and your hip and crunch your damn knee together.
Oh. Oh, I can't even, because he said to DJs, like, yeah, let's do it at the surgical center. He goes, that way I can manipulate your leg in a way that I just wouldn't be able to do if you're awake.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking to myself, I literally thought about it, because I was going to ask you about it off the air. I was literally thinking, when it comes to a professional athlete, do they just break up that scar tissue without any kind of anesthesia?
Yep. They take your good leg and say, oh, it's 3 inches away from your butt. Your bad leg, ooh, 5 inches. We need 2 more inches here. Get ready.
And you hear it crack?
They start cranking. You feel it. You feel it like you feel it rubbing, and then you feel it release because it broke. You know, it kind of rubs itself off. It's not just one bam. It's like a, it's almost like
right.
Clippers. Like if you're right. You know, cutting a bush, it like clip it off, and it just kind of rubs.
No
itself
local
off.
Anesthesia or anything?
No, I think I would think tequila at that moment. I don't know what it was.
It was like the 1800s. They had you bite on a towel of alcohol.
By the towel. Yeah, no, they do it. Wow. Wide awake, yeah. So tell them to send some edible arrangements to that doctor because they didn't waste no propofol on me.
And he was already on the exercise bike this afternoon because he's like, the surgeon this morning was like, you got to get it active today. Like, you got to be on the exercise bike today. Having movement on that, and he just came back from the gym.
Yeah, he's gonna feel it. He's gonna feel it,
and it can build back up too.
Once,
yeah,
it's tissue. It can, yeah. If he doesn't move, if he doesn't get the full extension and you know bend, he'll get right back to where it was.
Flexion and extension needs to be where it was pre-surgery. And Hawk, I don't care how many times he rides that bike, whatever he does, he's gonna feel that bleep as soon as the medication wears off.
I'm sure they gave him pain pills, but he won't take them. I mean, they gave him so many oxys that I said to Lori, I go, this thing is worth a mint because he's not going to use one of these.
I got a center over here where I get rid of them.
You have a pharmaceutical recycling center?
Yeah, I have an incinerator. I've been burning for years. Just send them on over and I'll take care of them for you. They don't need to be on the street.
That's your way of giving back.
Yeah, I'm getting drugs off the street.
Giving back. Wow, so you've had that done, the scar tissue stuff.
Yeah. Oof. Well, up in Alabama, Andrews, the famous dude.
Yeah.
But he didn't do it. He was 196 years old, but he had a big intern, big old fella with a salon of mustache.
I think Andrews just did Barkov surgery.
He did? He's old.
His name's Andrews?
Now. Yeah, he's old. As he was old.
He just did Barkov surgery.
Hawk, he had to be 70, 60 or 70 when he did my surgeries. And that was 15, 16 years ago. No, longer than that. Damn near 20 years ago.
Yeah, Dr. James Andrews is 83.
Yeah, I knew
he didn't do Barkov surgery.
He's up there because he had so much. I just remember the hair that was growing out of his ear was ridiculous.
Mm. Wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm starting to get that.
Wasn't Barky Uribe? I thought it was.
Oh, was it Uribe?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you might be right. Yeah.
One of the guy who did Tyler Hero's surgery.
Yeah, it was. It was Johnny Uribe. Yep.
Lair Board did my surgery. It only takes real athletes, you know.
Yeah, Larrabor. I've heard of him. He's all over here.
The heat doctor, jackass. Does the heat
what
and
a,
what
a, what 30 a year waste old, of his day.
30-year-old pickleball player.
Hey, we got to take a bone out of All-Star's foot. Who's this little kid coming in at 9 a.m.?
Oh, Dink Club. You haven't heard of the guy from the Dink Club?
He comes in second to the 70-year-olds. The heat doctor did your surgery?
2 times.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
Yeah. Pays to be Solana. Yeah. The Sunday slate, by the way, set your alarms now. Begins at 9:30 again. The Vikings are playing another international game. This one's in London.
All right.
They play the Browns. That's back-to-back weeks Vikings play on the road. Overseas. Do you guys talk about this Skylar Thompson story? Any of you see this?
Nah, we never mentioned it. Because we only had that 1 hour, I think, that we were... On Monday.
Unless there's been a development since yesterday. I don't know if you guys can tell. I literally did not open up my... Like, I was out of it yesterday. But Unless there's been some sort of
yesterday was Thursday, though.
Is today Friday?
Yeah. I mean, the Skylar Thompson thing happened Sunday.
That's what I'm saying,
last Sunday
in
Ireland.
There's been some sort of development in the last 24 hours I didn't see. It sounds like no charges were filed. No police reports were filed. Kind of just like something happened. He got jumped. And then they're like, well, forget about it. We don't like, oh well. Just move on.
Got jumped.
Yeah, in Ireland. You know, I remember when you went to London and they were telling you, like, hey, don't go here, don't go there. Skylar Thompson got jumped and beat up.
He got a little mouthy with the Irish.
Don't get mouthy with the Irish.
I told we got in a fight. I told the story before. We got in a fight in London. Yeah. They got they have little gangs over there. I don't know about Ireland, but in London they had little gangs, but they were all like 5'8".
I picture Ireland like being everyone that you walk into a pub, any restaurant, that everyone is Conor McGregor. So you just like you have to be on your best manners.
Yeah.
Because I picture like 99% of Ireland is Conor McGregor. Oh, I see that. See, I didn't see the update of that story from Us Magazine. Irish police cannot confirm that Steelers quarterback Skylar Thompson was robbed during the team's Dublin trip.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we found out that he got jumped and that his phone apparently was taken from him. I don't know if he ever got it back. But the NFL, Skylar Thompson, and the Steelers, all three, didn't file any sort of police report and are kind of just, like, moving on from the incident, which is bizarre to me. If you get jumped and you get robbed and you're a celebrity...
What are you saying? We've got a Rob Conrad situation here?
Either the NFL wants to cover this up, or Skylar Thompson made all this up, got hammered, fell over, and claimed he got jumped. One or the other.
Oh, Jesse Smollett, what's his name?
We got ourselves a backup quarterback, Jesse Smollett.
That's a great lie, though. You get drunk, yeah. you stay out past curfew, you
how
run into a couple of trees.
How come you're getting back late?
Yeah.
I don't even know what happened. I got jumped. I got kicked in the face. I was down on the ground. It became a big melee. I finally got out of there.
Stole my phone. You slammed it against the wall. Everybody feels bad for you.
It's an awful lie because now there's several accomplices. You have to – I mean, in 2025, for you to get jumped and nobody has a video of it, it's just not – it's not likely.
Oh, my God. If I was in that locker room, I know Crowder would. You got to put a Smollett jersey in his locker.
Oh, we'd kill him. We would kill him. Jesse Thompson.
Imagine he loses some cred in the locker room. He got jumped by a bunch of Irishmen.
Yeah. No, if you get jumped by a bunch of Conor McGregors.
Oh, they don't all look like Conor McGregor.
No, I think they do. I think they do. I've looked at Google Maps.
You can see the people on your Google Map?
By the way, I know you have to go to do your interview. Whenever you got to go, go.
Good. I want him to jump DK Metcalf. Don't jump Skylar Thompson.
Right.
Who's doing the interview? You're doing it at your house?
No, I have to drive to the location.
Oh.
Can't tell you that because people have come.
Yeah.
It's a hotel.
Somebody says Skyler got jumped by 10 Notre Dame mascots. That's it. If you don't look like Conor McGregor, you look like that leprechaun. Those are the that's it.
Hey, man, I don't know how Irish are, but those London knights weren't very crafty with their hands. We wore their ass out.
All right, your weather in South Florida, it's a little less cloudy right now. In the mid-80s, tonight the lows will drop in the upper 70s. That's your weather.
Strangely enough, this segment started with people who post pictures of themselves in a hospital with the armband on with no info. Lana's so right too. They always go zero dark 30 because the whole thing is ruined if they answer the first post. The first response is always, oh my God, what happened? And it like you
stomachache.
Yes. Thought I had salmonella. I don't. Just gas. Like whatever it is. Like it's just silly.
I genuinely believe you post the hospital band without context, you are just begging for people to reach out to you.
Oh, and that, like that's the only reason.
You need it. You just need the attention. You're craving the attention. Like, oh, stop. You do it every time. We got it. You have the flu. Relax. Speaking as someone who goes to the hospital way too much and is borderline, has some sort of mental disorder with being sick.
Funny. It would be comical to continue pictures in the emergency room.
I don't tell anybody. I had to hide it from you guys because if you guys knew how many times I really went to the hospital, it would be curtains for me. But
hey, fellas, jet lag.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, here's the column from Chris Perkins in the Sun Sentinel that I told you about in the 3 o'clock hour. And again, the headline, Dolphins McDaniel Tua duo can't succeed without Tyreek. Okay? Chris Perkins writing. We'll soon find out how much magic the duo of Mike McDaniel and Tua Tagovailoa has without the services of speedy receiver Tyreek Hill, the probable future Hall of Famer, five-team, first-team All-Pro selections, eight-time Pro Bowl berths, we'll know whether it's worthwhile keeping McDaniel and Tua in 2026. So essentially, and you'll hear it here from Perk, he's essentially saying the Dolphins now are playing the rest of the season to figure out if McDaniel and Tua are worth keeping next season. He writes, "You'll recall what I've said about the Dolphins offense under McDaniel. I've repeatedly said the Dolphins offense is about two things, Tyreek Hill and the threat of Tyreek Hill. Well, Tyreek is out with a season-ending left knee injury sustained in Monday's win over the Jets. We knew Tyreek likely wasn't returning to the Dolphins in 2026 due to his salary, $36 million, and his age, 32. But now Tyreek's injury might serve as a catalyst for a clean sweep after the season, which means parting ways with general manager Chris Greer, McDaniel, and Tua. I need to be convinced any of them can be effective without Tyreek. They all rode his coattails to their limited success of recent years. Consider the remaining 13 games a job audition for both McDaniel and Tua, who have benefited greatly from having Tyreek. In a sense, they're on their own, and that's unsettling. I've been giving you the numbers for a while. For example, in the 2023 and 24 seasons when Tyreek had 100 or more yards receiving, the Dolphins were 11-0 and averaged 35 points per game. And when Tyreek had 99 or fewer yards, the Dolphins were 7-17 and averaged 18 points per game. McDaniel is 29-28, including playoffs. He's 29-26 in the regular season. He's had Tyreek for all but one of those games. Tua was 2-10 against playoff teams in the 2023-24 seasons, throwing a so-so 15 touchdowns and 14 interceptions. He had Tyreek for all 12 of those games. Losing Tyreek is crushing for McDaniel and Tua. The 2025 Dolphins were regarded as average to below average with Tyreek. They'll be far below average without Tyreek. He's that important, and McDaniel and Tua are that vulnerable. They can't rely on the run game to lead them to victories. The Dolphins were 8-11 in the 2023-24 seasons when rushing for more than 100 yards. Simply put, Chris Perkins writes, Tua and McDaniel cannot succeed without Tyreek. They're both gifted and talented. They were vital parts of the NFL's number one offense in 2023, but neither McDaniel nor Tua is unique or special. That's Tyreek. The point here isn't to trash McDaniel, Tua, or the Dolphins offense. The point here is to highlight the fact that this one-dimensional offense should have diversified 2 years ago. Someone in that building should have insisted on offensive diversity. Now trouble is brewing. The Dolphins have a respectable offense with Jalen Waddle and running back Devon Achane, but no one will fear them, and there's zero chance they return to their high-scoring ways. McDaniel and Tua led a wheezing offense during training camp without Tyreek, who was sidelined due to a wrist injury and then an oblique injury. The lasting preseason impression many have of the Dolphins' offense in training camp was the starters struggling against Jacksonville's second-team defense in the finale. Expect similar results for the next 13 games. McDaniel and Tua are good, but they're limited. I just got a push notification. Diddy got 50 months. Diddy got 50 months in jail. McDaniel and Tua are good, but they're limited. That's 4 years.
Thank
got
you.
Another push note.
Thank you. I was trying to
McDaniel and Tua are good, but they're limited. Tyreek made people around him better, starting with McDaniel and Tua. Without Tyreek, I'm expecting the Dolphins offense to face many more eight-man fronts to stop the run, and they'll face fewer two-deep safety looks to stop the deep pass. Achane will attract much more defensive attention. Tight end Darren Waller, who had two touchdowns in his debut last Monday against the Jets, will attract much more defensive attention. The offense needs Tyreek. More importantly, McDaniel and Tua need Tyreek. Wow. That's Chris Perkins' take on the situation. That's a heavy take. I mean, he's saying flat out, yeah, ain't happening without Tyreek.
I think most people, though, when you say it's a heavy take, I would say most people outside of Miami feel that way. That's where all the criticism about Tua comes from. That's where all the, I don't want to use the word doubters, but people who were skeptical outside of Miami coming into the season, Hawk, that was pretty much their take. Like, this team is one-dimensional. It's Tyreek Hill, and when you take Tyreek Hill away, they can't move the football. And to Perk's point, it's been proven right, has it not? Like, I mean,
he shows you some statistics that prove it correct, right? When Tyreek is receiving for more than 100 yards in a game, they
win. It's that stat,
if it's less than, like, you know, there are some statistics, but again, I would say that's more like, is that more indicative? Could you make the analogy of Jonnu Smith and Darren Waller, where you could have made a lot of cases like that for Jonnu Smith, right? Last season, their offense, they need Jonnu Smith. And they're saying, well, wait a second. No, we can replicate that with someone else. Again, can't replicate Tyreek Hill. He's a Hall of Famer. But can you have offensive success? Can you be creative and an offensive genius without someone the likes of Tyreek Hill? I mean, we're going to find out.
Yeah.
Perkins says no. He said what you saw in that preseason game against Jacksonville is what you're going to see for the next 13 games. I don't believe that to be true, but that's what Chris Perkins writes.
If he's right, then Mike McDaniel isn't an offensive genius. Like, if you can't...
Well, for sure.
If you can't, over the course of... I don't care what player's out. If you can't, which was what bothered me so much, Hawk, about last year. Tua goes down week two. You've got four games. Figure it out for four games. I don't care who your quarterback is. You have to figure it out at some point over the course of four games if you're truly this offensive genius, if you're truly somebody who can maximize players no matter who they are with your offensive scheme, and he couldn't do it over four games. They looked embarrassing over four games. So you lose your best player, figure it out somehow. I'm not saying
becomes that question. It kind of becomes the Phil Jackson thing, right? Where, oh, you have Michael Jordan, you can stack up victories. Like with McDaniel, do you go, oh, if you don't have Deebo Samuel or Tyreek Hill, you're not an offensive genius? You can't blame someone for having good talent and using that talent the right way, but also a story gets crafted the other way. Think about Phil Jackson. Who was it with the Knicks? Where he just couldn't get anything going. Yeah,
as,
I mean,
as a general manager, it was a disaster. But Hawk, here's my response to that. Mike McDaniel. We watched him with Skylar Thompson. We watched him with Snoop Huntley. We watched him with Tim Boyle, and literally it was like watching a horror movie. And then guess what? Kyle Shanahan gets Mac Jones, and after three games, they're 3-0, and Mac Jones is throwing for 342 yards in a game. Like, people in the NFL, figure out, offensive play callers in the NFL, figure out how to, at the very least, look decent in times like this. And the Dolphins never do, and I don't understand why.
And I feel like they're going to look better than decent Sunday against Carolina. I do, but again, it's Carolina. Like, don't ask me that same question when it's a better team. I think Sunday is going to be an interesting game because it's going to lead you to believe a lot of things. And I'm not necessarily certain those things are going to be true for the remainder of the season.
It is hilarious to kind of read Chris Perkins' article and then go back and listen to the first segment of the 2 o'clock hour where Hawk is like, I'm putting the mortgage on every over for the Miami Dolphins.
Yep. Every offensive over, team total overs, everything. All right. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up on this Football Friday.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
50-yard field goal from the left half. Is down. Bunyan's kick is on the way. And it's no good. It's not ready. It's one right. The Canes win. Yeah. The Canes beat Florida State 27-24. My goodness. You.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.